A large parking lot, mostly out of view to the public, was the scrimmage line for the team protecting Super Bowl football fans.
Turn them on.
Agents like Brian Bell from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency used detection equipment to scan all cargo deliveries headed for Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, site of the championship match between the New England Patriots and the New York Giants.
So far, we've been averaging a little over 200 per day.
And that was long before the game kicked off. Bell says the overall Super Bowl security effort is comparable to the protection that surrounds the President of the United States.
The level of security here is equivalent to what would be in place at an inauguration or any other national security special event.
Security was visible on the ground in Indianapolis. And in the airspace above.
You have a pretty good viewpoint.
Pilot Dan Housting, also with Customs and Border Protection, provided aerial surveillance of the crowds gathered in Indianapolis. Using a camera mounted under the helicopter, agents are able to pinpoint possible problems and track potential threats. The Customs and Border Agency's flight director, Eric Rembold, says an important role for his agents in the air is intercepting aircraft that might pose a threat.
9/11 proved to us that threat from the air is absolutely within possibilities. You know, in today's time, sadly enough, you have to expect the unexpected. And, you know, that's why we're beefing up the air security portion of it.
The security team's schedule called for empty airspace over Indianapolis starting 2 hours before game time.
That's when the clamp tightens down and the area becomes a real no-fly zone. The temporary flight restricted area will be 2 hours before the Super Bowl, all through the Super Bowl, and an hour after the Super Bowl. So we're talking about 7 hours.
The Super Bowl is one of the biggest attractions in American sports, drawing more than 300,000 people to Indiana's capital city. An uneventful day is the best measure of success for the agents protecting those football fans. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Indianapolis, Indiana.